Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Our kids get put down and teased and taunted just about every day. So we want to make sure that our homes are places where our kids feel loved and accepted and built up. A place they want to run home to because, well, it's safe and it's comfortable. Hello and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. You know, over the last few weeks, we have been chatting about how to create a biblical family culture. And if you've missed any of our previous conversations, we encourage you to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com, and feel free to take a listen. But today, Bruce, we're going to talk about how to affirm our children, how to build them up when the world they live in seems to be tearing them down.
That's right, Cap. You know, you and I have been teased and taunted on the playgrounds and in the halls of our junior and senior high schools by friends and foes alike. Mm-hmm. And even though we tried to laugh it off, let's be honest, deep down inside our beings, those put-downs and insults really hurt us. And our children are experiencing some of those very same hurts that we did. And as parents, we need to remember that and try to create this biblical family culture of affirmation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to counter all these negative comments with positive affirming ones and not be party to tearing our kids down as well.
You know, Bruce, that's so true, because I have often heard parents say, out in the parking lot of the grocery store, while they're trying to discipline their children, some very hurtful things, such as, you know, are you brain dead? How many times do I have to tell you?
And, yeah, that's a great point. You know, we all need to exercise self-control in the heat of correction. And that parent just called his or her child stupid and dumb. And those words coming from a person who's to be the one who loves them the most are really extremely hurtful. And this parent has unwittingly joined the ranks of people who have torn their children down.
All right, Bruce, how do we as parents then counter all of these negative influences and put-downs then?
Well, someone has said that it takes about 10 positive comments to erase one negative one. So if that's true, we have a lot of positive speaking to do in the lives of our children. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to start out by intentionally catching our children doing the right things. And so very often, the only time our kids hear from us is when they're messing up.
So we look for them being good, and then what?
Well, that's exactly right. And then we give them some positive verbal feedback and words of affirmation. And words of affirmation call attention to the positive attitudes and actions that your children have demonstrated. Let me give you an example. You see your son carry over a dish and put it into the dishwasher, and instead of thinking that's what a good son's supposed to be doing and say absolutely nothing, identify the positive attitude, helping, and say, hey, thank you for helping out and putting those into the dishwasher. I really appreciate it.
So you've praised them for being helpful and not just the action of taking a plate to be cleaned.
Exactly. You've done this before.
Many times.
Okay, good. So we want to be looking carefully for those character traits, attitudes, and behaviors that we're trying to build into the lives of our children. And we also need to make sure here, Cap, that our facial expressions and tone of voice match the words we're speaking. Most of a message is nonverbal. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in an attempt to be positive or funny, we might say something with a little sarcasm that really changes the meaning. For example, hey, thanks for helping out putting those in the dishwasher. I really appreciate it. You know, those were the very same words I said earlier, but the tone of voice makes all the difference.
Well, Bruce, what else can we do to affirm our kids? Obviously, positive words are not the only tool that we have.
Well, that's a great question. You're right. We can powerfully affirm our children by attending their events, you know, being at their games, their programs, recitals, being there to support and encourage them. And most kids spell love, T-I-M-E, and our being there is so very important to them, and it tells them that we support them and affirm what they're involved in. And, you know, we need to be careful that we support them even if they strike out or hit a blue note or, you know, say something wrong in their lines. But, you know, we're there, and we put an arm around them, we give them a squeeze, and we say, hey, your practice is paying off, your determination shows, you're getting better each time.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And we're going to put up on our website, pebblesoftruth.com, our Speaking Words of Affirmation worksheet. So if you parents listening, you want to learn a little bit more about how to turn these empty words of praise into powerful words of affirmation, just click on that family activity link on the website and get that exercise. Well, next week, we want to start a new conversation about getting our kids ready to go back to school. You know, Bruce, it's hard to believe that summer is almost gone.
Time flies when you're having fun. That's right.
But until then, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.